Carlisle Arts respectfully acknowledges the Kuishpa Kuiigna, also known as Kuia Band of Indians, and all 9 sovereign bands of Kuia people who have stewarded this land throughout the generations and continue to steward this land for all future generations.
Idlewild Arts Foundation is proud to present One World, One Idlewild, the series, in conversation with Pamela Jordan. The series brings together thought leaders, creatives, influencers, and change makers, highlighting the work of citizen artists whose careers and lives have been shaped by the transformative power of art.
Have the courage to lead.
The best thing that ever happened to me was the Northridge earthquake.
Artists throughout the world, we are the speakers of truth. We are the most authentic expression of the day of the times.
Be determined to get the most you can from every opportunity. And where you don't see opportunities, ask for them.
Great leaders recognize that the work requires urgent patience.
You can learn about classroom management. You can learn about the new curriculum. You can learn about the new way to teach, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, if those students feel that love, they're more likely to listen. They're more likely to trust. They're more likely to be vulnerable. And in that space, that's where you can change some kid's life.
From Idlewild Arts Academy in Idlewild, California, I'm Pamela Jordan with One World, One Idlewild, the series. My guest today is Estefania Trier Gonzalez, a postgraduate at Idlewild Arts Academy. Estefania grew up in Mexico with a mom who encouraged her to be a complete artist and a grandmother who told her, just be yourself. She wrote her first song when she was 7 years old and appeared in her first musical, School of Rock, when she was only 11 years old. She used her talents during the COVID pandemic and wrote a song about family and friends supporting one another. The song won 2nd place in a national competition. In addition to attending Idlewild Arts Academy, she is currently writing a soundtrack for a Mexican film and is working on an EP with an LA producer. You can find Estefania's music on Spotify under her performance name, Triana. Estefania plans to study music at a school in the UK in the fall. I spoke with Estefania on January 29th, 2024. Estefania, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Pamela. I'm so excited for this.
You know, sometimes we do our video with our podcast, and I wish I was doing that today so everybody could see your beautiful smile.
Oh.
And your energy is just great. You know, I've seen you perform and heard you sing, and you are incredibly talented. So let's hear, where did you grow up and where did your love for music come from?
Well, as this podcast loves to say, art is the greatest teacher for humanity. And I've learned to love art. I was born in Cancun, Mexico, which is in the Caribbean part of Mexico, really hot. And my family, my whole family loves the arts, loves music. My great-great-grandma, which is still alive and partying today. And she always tells me music is the source of her life. And I was educated in a Waldorf school. So there was a lot of music and arts involved in my childhood and student life, as well as nature. And well, my mother loves to sing. My grandma also loves to sing, but they've always done it as part of their like daily life and not as a career. So I grew up there in Cancun. I started singing since I was little, and I always tell my mom that my dream was to be a complete artist. And I meant by that statement that I wanted to learn how to sing, act, dance, and do as much art as possible. And they've always encouraged me and supported me and I strongly believe that teamwork makes the dream work. And since that, I've tried, I took musical theater classes when I was 11, and I started taking piano lessons at 7, and just trying to do as much art as possible, even paint. And I wrote my first song at 8, but published my first song when I was 12 in a competition. Yeah.
Wow. I look forward to the day when, you know, the listeners can Google you or whatever. You're such a powerhouse singer. You really are. And I love, you know, I realize that a lot may be natural, but that you took the time to study it, to learn more, and to really immerse yourself in learning. I should make sure our listeners understand that Idlewild Arts is a boarding arts high school here in Southern California, up in the mountains, for students in grades 9 through 12. But we also have a postgraduate year.
Yeah.
And that's what you're in. You decided, you know, you've already graduated from high school, but you decided to come to Idlewild Arts for a postgrad year. Why?
Multiple people have asked me that question, and I'm really excited always to answer because, first of all, when I knew that my whole life I wanted to dedicate my life to art, I was like, okay, how can I get done with the things that that wasn't my priority. And education is such a powerful thing because it's so different around the world. So I graduated when I turned 17. I was like 16, 17. And I did 9th grade to 12th grade online. And for me, it was a big change coming here. While I was doing online school, I came here to the summer program and I fell in love with it. I met so many wonderful teachers and nature, and it was such a magical thing to experience. It was the first time that I was away from home, in a sense. And that allowed me to find myself as an independent woman, and also myself as in my identity in the world. And it was like, wow, this is such a great experience, and I want to do this the rest of my life. I want to immerse myself in the art and make my environment and the world a better place because of the things that I love to do. So I graduated, and I spent around five months doing concerts and art, and I was unsure like what I wanted to do next, to go to college, or because I was researching schools, and I didn't even know that a postgraduate program existed in the world, just in general. I was like, well, people do want to keep studying. And then I found out that Idlewild Arts had a postgrad program. And I was so impressed because the quality of the program and all the opportunities that the program itself holds. So I applied for musical theater. But I know that musical theater is such a complete art form, and because of it, I was really drawn into it. Because as a performer, I feel like all those tools, you can use them and use them on stage. So it was really interesting to go through that journey of taking all those tools and applying them also as a performer.
You know, when we have a number of one-year seniors, we call them, people who are just here for their senior year, but whether it's that or a post-grad year, you really have to be focused and get the most out of that year. You don't have time to sit and think. So how have you done that, you know, so far this year?
Well, first semester, I feel like the first semester was, I feel like that's kind of how life works. You plant the seeds, and then now this semester I'm starting to see all the projects and the relationship and the network and the friends that I've made here, like to flourish and see all these projects that are coming. And so the first semester, it was a big experience for me because, like I said before, I was studying online. And I love the environment, the class, and COVID also happened and everything happened. So it was a big change for me. And I was like, do I even know how to take tests on paper and all the other things? So I came here. I was really happy. Nature is a big source of where my energy comes from. And at first, the rhythm was the first thing that was like, whoa, I'm not used to this. And how it's always in motion. And but that's the challenge for you as an artist and as a human to find that balance and find that peace. So I started having a little bit of everything, and the things that I definitely like taken advantage of and have myself like try all of these new things. But I would say that I've definitely tried to take as much of the opportunities that Idlewild and the world presents in this year. I think collaborations are a big thing that I've definitely tried to use a lot, because I know I don't have a lot of time. But collaborations, and also there's a lot of incredible opportunities here. It's like competitions. An example, the Parallax Journal that Idlewild has. So it had recently a competition, and I wrote an essay about an experience for me, talking about TOEFL and just like tests and how we live in a world of a lot of tests. And I wrote an essay just like for me in my notes. And then I was like, okay, let me apply for this competition. So I applied for the competition and they told me the essay got selected. And I was like, wow, this is what art and life is about, just trying and going for it. And if you do things with love, then everything will come out as it's supposed to be.
Congratulations with that. I believe the recent edition won, I can't remember the national award, but it was first place in something. I have to look that up. I can't remember what it was. So it's a big deal to be accepted into Parallax. It's been something, a magazine that the school has done for decades. So congratulations.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about being in school, but you have a number of projects outside of school. I don't know how you're doing it all. So tell us about some of those, an EP. Tell me about some of those.
Yeah. So before I came here to Idlewild, I just closed a lot of projects back in my hometown. I did two shows, and the last show that I did was my first fully produced, and I directed and choreographed lots of it. It was called Daydreaming. I'm a big fan of dreams. And so I finished that project, and I made like a portfolio from all the projects that I've worked on and sent it to a movie producer, a Mexican movie producer. And then I came here, and I had a lot of projects, and I was really excited for the opportunity of collaborating with other artists here. So I pitched a project proposal for one of my singles, a music video, and also applied for the AEL grant to support that project. And then, so this Mexican producer sent my portfolio to an LA producer. Yeah. And I came here, and then we started chatting, that LA producer. And he was super excited, and he heard of Idlewild Arts. He has heard about Idlewild Arts before. And then he gave me 5 songs to work with. And then I wrote the melody and lyrics for all those 5 songs. And after that, well, now February 17, I'm going down the mountain to record that EP.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's all recent. But That's a big project I'm excited about, that EP, because each song, I feel like it's a project of itself. I hear the song and I hear the music. I see the music video and the vision the vision for the song, the vision for the dress and everything. And I love that about art, that everything goes together. And I feel like everything is art. So just being fully immersed into that, it's such a blessing.
Wow. You mentioned AEL. I should let the listeners know that's Artist Enterprise Laboratory. And it's a program that's just here at Idlewild Arts, and students can apply for grants and be given money for projects that are outside of your curriculum, outside of what you do here. You certainly have made the most of that. And it's not a given, you know, that just because a student applies that they're going to be given the grant. It has to be, you know, something meaningful, something that they can accomplish in the time. And so congratulations again on something amazing. And I can't, now that I know you're going to record the EP, I can't wait to hear it. Can't wait for others to hear it. Like I said, you're such a powerhouse singer. So what's next after Idlewild Arts?
I love that question because I feel like it's so unsure. Like everything is so unsure and we have the present, but definitely college is part of the plan.
Are you going to Unified in Chicago?
Yeah. It's crazy. The Idlewild rhythm is amazing and I love it, but it is kind of crazy. In terms of the pace of everything and how many projects, I'm so grateful for it. It's amazing. So I'm going to Chicago Unified, and I'm applying to several colleges in the U.S. and Europe as well. I see myself probably studying in London, popular music performance. I applied to two majors. That was my advisor's advice. I love the relationship between students and teachers. I think that's a great thing that Idlewild has. And I'm applying to popular music performance and musical theater. And I also think that this all of these new projects will open new doors for me. So we'll see how that goes as well. But yeah, art. The only thing I know for sure is that I'll be doing art.
You know, we're talking and it's just January, so I know that students are looking at college and doing many things. So I can't wait to hear where you land. I also love, you just talking about, why choose musical theater, how complete it is, or, you know, the programs you're looking at now. I think that's so important because before coming here and really thinking about that, a lot of students kind of see it one way, right? It's music, it's singing, it's only this. And even if they are taking lessons in other areas, they really don't think about putting it together. And I think that's what one of the things I love about here is just why students choose what they choose, right? And everybody is different, and it just makes for a wonderful tapestry of students. It's just really incredible. Well, I can't thank you enough for speaking with me today. I cannot wait to see what you're doing. Everybody look for Estefania's EP when it's released. We have to make a big deal of that. And I know you're going to fall in love with her as a performer, as we all have in this very short time at Idlewild Arts.
Thank you so much, Pamela, for having me. And if you want to look for that EP, though, because Estefania, it's my real name, but Triana, Tryana, is my artistic name.
Oh, I didn't know this. Okay.
Yeah, so you can find me on all platforms for that, for all my music, and also Instagram. If you're interested in coming here to Idlewild, you can send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to chat with you. Thank you again, Pamela, for having me. This is incredible, and I hope that we can chat again soon.
You're fantastic. Thank you. You've been listening to One World, One Idlewild, the series, presented by Idlewild Arts Foundation. At Idlewild Arts, we have always believed that art is the greatest teacher of humanity. We continue to believe that the practice of creativity hones each person's desire and ability to affect global change. My name is Pamela Jordan.
To learn more about the Academy and its world-renowned summer program, please visit idlewildarts.org. To subscribe to the One World, One Idlewild podcast, please visit idlewildarts.org/the-series. Please consider supporting the students of Idlewild Arts by visiting idlewildarts.org/giving to make a gift today. Thank you for listening to One World, One Idlewild, the series, a creation and production of Idlewild Arts Foundation. Executive producer, Pamela Jordan. Directed and produced by Rose Colella. Edited, engineered, and mastered by Justin Holmes. Graphic design by Mark Biley. Marketing and publicity by Dana Albright, Molly Maple, and Alice Metcalf. Marketing assistance by Rose Colella. Production and research assistance by Keith Miller. Creative consultation by Palencia Turner. Our theme song is Beaconing, composed and performed by the incomparable Marshall Hawkins. Pamela Jordan was appointed president of Idlewild Arts Foundation in 2014. Prior to this position, she held the distinction of being the first female and first African-American head of school of the Chicago Academy for the Arts, a position she held for 12 years. She currently serves on the board of the Association of Boarding Schools and is also a member of the Global Education Advisory Council for Shanghai Hauer Collegiate School, Kashan. One World, One Idlewild, the series is a production of Idlewild Arts Foundation. Any use of materials, including reproduction, modification, distribution, or republication without the prior written consent of Idlewild Arts Foundation is strictly prohibited.